Blog Talk Radio.
La, 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 la. You can put a mistletoe in wreath. You can hang a star on the tree. But don't take Christ. Don't take Christ out of
You're welcome to call in with comments, questions, and prayer, and to some, to receive salvation in the pardon of your sins if you don't know Jesus Christ. While live, the call-in number is 646-716-6608. Press 1 for the host queue. Again, our call-in number is 646-716-6608. Press 1 for the host queue. Our theme in Scripture, Galatians 6 and 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We have some awesome, awesome... back in 1992 and still counting, an amazing husband and wife tag team in ministry. They are here again joining us on God's Silicon Radio to tell us what's been happening since the last time they've been here. Now they're serving as pastors of Higher Place in Franklin, Tennessee. I am elated, and they still think highly of me to even find time to be here with me, and I am so delighted. So God bless you. Thank you all for being here with me.
God bless you, Lady Nancy.
God bless you.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
Awesome.
Oh, I missed you guys. You guys are so awesome. I love both of you. Thank you for being with
Praise
me.
Praise God. We love you too.
Thank you for having
awesome.
Us.
Oh, absolutely. You know that. Anytime. You guys have been here a few times, and we have had a ball, and we're going to have a ball today. I don't know how much time you're going to give me, but you have stuff to do, and it's fine. But the floor is yours to give your hellos, your God bless yous, and just tell the internet world what you've been up to.
Amen.
Well, actually, you hit it right in the head. We planted a church back in October here in Franklin, Tennessee, in our home. And every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, you can join us via Periscope. It's a free download, free app. And you can come join us and be part of the service and, part of the meeting and experience what God's doing in our lives, which is just truly amazing exactly what he's doing. We're very, very excited. It's when you walk in the favor of God and you walk in obedience to God, you start experiencing his power. And that's what we're experiencing.
Amen. Yeah. Our desire is to bring truth to the Nashville, Tennessee and Franklin, Tennessee area. That's the most important thing because it's the Bible says, if you abide in my word and you are my disciples, indeed, you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. And that's what gave us our freedom, was the truth of God's word. So that's in turn what we want to give to others. We want to expose works of darkness and bring people the light of the truth so they can be free and live this abundant life that God has promised.
And also to be able to experience God for themselves. To be able to hear from the Lord on their own,
Amen.
Be able to discern spirits, be able to experience this true power of God on their own. Because if you're looking for man to do it for you, it's not going to happen. Or you're going to get the wrong result. You're not going to hear God's results. So in order to get God's results, you've got to hear for yourself what God's telling you.
Amen. That's also very important for us. For people who are part of our ministry, that they learn to read the Word of God for themselves,
Amen.
That they learn to, you never want to live vicariously through your pastor or through another minister
right.
who you feel can only hear from God and that you can't.
Ooh.
So we want to really give people the tools that they need, which really is the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. This is the way that we communicate with God. This is the way that we connect with the Lord. And give them those tools in order to hear from God for themselves and have that true relationship with the person of Jesus Christ.
Also, what I love via the Periscope is we usually end each session with a question and answer time. So if anybody has a prayer request, if anybody has a question about the Bible, if anybody has a question about hearing from God, or from, you know, what we represent, what we stand for, we're able to give an immediate response. And we're able to get more personally in touch with people more than we could if we were in a building, in a church building. Even though we have people in our home, you know, they come to the home, we have people coming from all, I mean, most of the people, it's a crazy thing about it. We have people driving an hour to an hour and a half to 2 hours every Wednesday to come to our house. Where we're in Franklin, Tennessee, we have nobody from Franklin, Tennessee comes to visit our church right now. And because I believe in the season that we're in, that this area,
can you still hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I just think that the one of the reasons why we came back home, because God was impressing upon us about the state of the church in Franklin, Tennessee, in this area. You know, it's infiltrated with people that go to church but don't know him. They know about him. You know, again,
I would agree with that.
Well, what happens is a lot of times we go to church to experience the praise and worship, the music. And really, it's really about when we praise and worship, we praise and worship Jesus, not the songs, not the music. Stop worshiping your worship. Worship the one true God. So we want to, you know, and again, it's a battle here in this city because music is so prevalent in the churches that it becomes, that becomes an idol before the Lord to me. It becomes a hindrance to experiencing the fullness of God when you go in there with, you know, again, with a mentality of give me my song, you know, and I don't, you know, and I can hide, you know, for the rest of the service.
Wow.
You know, and, you know, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody comes to the Father but through me. The Bible says, one who wins souls is wise, right? So,
right.
And all you're getting is understanding. So, and knowing, getting the understanding of God, how can you get that? You can only get that experience of opening the Word of God for yourself, reading and studying it yourself, and coming to a deeper relationship with Jesus. Now, we can do that all by ourselves. I don't have to go to a church building. I can do it all by myself and experience it. Now, does he want us to forsake the assembling together? No, he does not.
No.
And that's what we know with Higher Place Church. We have people from Jersey, Seattle, California, L.A., Frisco. I mean, all over the country, Philadelphia. We're online every week. You know, and they're getting something that they're not getting at the local body. Why is that? Because
Absolutely.
God is, just like, just to me, internet radio is powerful. Because you're giving somebody another alternative chance to hear the gospel that they would never hear elsewise. In other words, you follow what I'm saying?
Yes. Now, with you saying that, I want to ask you, why do you feel... Like, what do you believe is happening when you see the, you know, not falling in love with Christ the way they should when they do go to a local assembly?
Well, because the problem stems with organizational structure.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, to me, it's about the church building, the church, and not about the church is who we are. When we assemble together, we're the church. We're the body.
Right.
Okay? So much focus is on the building. Well, that's great, you know? And here's the problem. A lot of people are offended with finances.
Mm-hmm.
People are hurting and struggling and dealing with problems. And then they go and they hear messages, you have to give, you have to give, you have to give. And the problem is, they don't have anything to give. Most people don't. So in other words, instead of paying their mortgage, they're paying the pastor. Okay? And I just think that there's a lot Jesus warned his disciples, and he warned us, beware of the sheep, the wolf among the sheep. He says, I send you out a sheep among wolves. So be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. There are many wolves in sheep clothing in the body, in this earth, in this nation today. You know, they're being exposed on YouTube. I don't have
That's
to mention
true.
No names.
That's true.
I don't have to mention no names. And you know what? And if you're not discerning enough as a Christian, when you hear somebody's a pedophile, or you hear somebody's a this or a that, and you continue to support that ministry, I'm sorry. That's off. That's some dangerous ground you're trodden there. Because, again, God's not. He's not even there. He's not even listening to your prayers. When the pastor's in sexual immorality,
mm-hmm.
you go to a church, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the pastor did. Now, do we beat him up and chastise him and throw him to hell? No. But he has no business being in leadership at that point. Step
right.
down. Step down, get healed, get delivered, okay? Because you affect the whole body. It's stripped
right.
from the top of the head. So you can say what you want. The bottom line is you're the head, and if my life is a tragic mess, what's going to trickle down onto you?
Right, right.
That's why
right. and that's,
we
that's
challenge
question,
ourselves.
You know, that's a question
this.
That we bring almost every meeting,
yeah.
almost every week. This, you know, where Paul says, he basically is saying, am I really a Christian? Examine
right.
yourself to
right.
see whether you are in
the
faith.
Right.
And that's what we need to do, each and every one of us, look at our own lives and say, you know what, am I really a Christian? Am I really bearing fruit? Am I, you know what I'm saying? Am I showing love? Am I, you know what I'm saying? We have to just constantly ask ourselves these questions and keep ourselves in check, because the Bible says if we judge ourselves, we will not be judged. You know, so we have to go ahead and judge ourselves
but,
first.
But going back to the church, to me the assault is on the church, not on the pastor. It's on the body of Christ. In other words, we become a weak witness to the rest of the world when we're just completely complacent and we compromise everything that the Bible says to be, just like our nation is doing today. We just ignore the Bible. We throw things out that we don't like. Oh, we don't like the way that scripture sounds. Get that out of here. Well, you know what? I deal with anger in my life, and I'm dealing with, you know, we deal with different stuff in our lives, right? So do I throw out all the scriptures that apply to what I'm dealing with? That's no.
No.
That's something that I have to deal with, and I have to believe God for, and I have to pray the deliverance from the Father, and I got to pray these things in my own personal life. So we can't pick and choose what we want out of the Bible
right.
to say, okay. And what happens is the world is looking at us, sister.
Absolutely.
And they're looking at us and they're going, what a joke. That's why I want to do a research on church growth in this city. I want to see how many people are actually going to church every year and how much they're growing in their ministry, as opposed to, okay, say you have 30,000 members, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, next year you should have 60,000 next year. If everybody's witnessing, if everybody's doing what they're supposed to do, it should be doubling and tripling, correct?
Right.
But it's not. It's not, because we're not witnessing the gospel. Because when you go out and you preach the gospel to the lost, they're looking at you like you got rocks in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're a mess. We have to clean up our mess in the body of Christ. And that means people step up and say, you can't lead this church, Pastor. You're a mess. Or
That's
leave.
That's the truth.
Find another church. Find another church where you can go, where you can grow, and you can change, and you have a say, and you have an input in what goes on, and that, you know, and that will trickle down into your life, and then you'll strengthen who you are. But if you go to a place and just sit up there, you know about God, you really don't know him. And Veronica quoted
the
scripture, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
That's right.
Knowing the truth, not knowing about it.
Yeah, I think that's so important to know and receive all of the Word of God.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what makes the Bible ineffective. And when you don't receive all of it, you know, saying how can it still have that power? It's the Word of God that's living and powerful.
Right.
You know, so if you don't receive it for your own life, it's going to be ineffective and it's going to have no power in your life.
Wow.
Absolutely.
We want to encourage other believers, sister, to step it up. That's all. Step up your game. In other words, take this gospel and literally, I said it this morning to my wife, I said, I absolutely believe every word of God's word. Absolute. I believe it's absolute truth. I believe it's absolute. It's the word of God. And anything else that comes against it is an enemy of mine.
Right. People need to know that it does have power.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I was in the grip of darkness, the darkness of my depression, you know, where to the point where I nearly took my life 18 years ago, God showed me exactly, and I mean, praise God that I survived that day, that I made it, you know, by the very presence of my family, the very presence of God that saved my life, you know, and I'm here by the grace of God. And but after that day, God showed me, because I said, you know, I can't live this way anymore. I don't want to live this way. But I honestly did not know how to change. Sometimes people just don't know what to do differently. You know, either they just don't know what to do or they're not willing to do things differently, you know. But I was willing to do it. I just didn't know what to do.
Right.
So, but God really, really showed me, and he gave me the exact steps. I'm still working on my book, How I Made It Out Alive. You know, so hopefully I'll be getting that done soon. But the Lord showed me exactly and gave me the steps of how to overcome this darkness. Because if I would have still been struggling with this, it would have just continued to take me into other places that I wasn't supposed to be in as a Christian. You know, so I praise God it didn't go as far, you know, and that God really just shined the light of his word in my life. But anyway, he showed me about diet. He showed me about exercise. He showed me that these things affect your emotional and mental state on a daily basis. He showed me about not forsaking the assembling of ourselves, which is one of the things that we do when we struggle with depression, where we hide away, where we lock our door, and we don't talk to anyone. That's what most people do who are depressed, who struggle with depression. So God showed me, you know what, you've got to make yourself, you've got to be with the people, you have to be around people that you trust, you have to be around the right people or righteous people, you know, so people who are going to add to your faith, you know, help encourage you in this area.
Mm. Yeah.
Instead of, you know, tear you down, you know, and make you feel worse about yourself. And so much of depression is based on feelings of worthlessness, you know, and low self-esteem. So, even more than that, the most important thing that God showed me was speaking and learning God's word. Because death and life are in the power of the tongue. You can speak death. You can speak death with your words.
Right.
You can speak actual death with your words. And my words were not helping me. You see what I'm saying? They'll boomerang. They will boomerang your words. And it will come back to you as you speak it. You're going to reap that fruit of the things that you say. Now, if you speak the word of God, again, the word of God is living and powerful. So if you speak that word You know, you speak truth. It doesn't always have to be absolute verbatim, but it has to be based on truth.
Amen.
You know, I mean, it'd be good if you learn it verbatim. I praise
right.
God for those of us who can memorize it, and you know, it's just a matter of doing it every day.
Right.
Just like when
right.
we were in school, just learning these things every single day, you know, and that's what we should be doing as children of God.
Well, also I think music, Ronnie, go back to the music, is that music has lost its edge. And that's it.
Right. And so as I started speaking the word, as I started speaking the word of God, life started, how do you say, permeating, you know, back into my life. And I started to desiring to live. So sometimes it's like you just get so wearied of life, that what your show is based on, let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we will reap if we do not lose heart. We get so weary and so tired of life, and we don't want to live anymore. But as we speak these words, that desire to live will be brought back up in us. And so the word of God has changed my life. And so I'm proof of that.
You know, but I want to go back to the music, because music is a powerful tool. But we've lost touch with evangelism. We've lost it. We're so in praise and worship genre, which is a genre of music now. Okay, which how can praise and worship be a genre in the world? When Jesus, when he was in the world, which he was full of the word, right? He was God all by him and fully man, okay? But He spoke in parables to the lost, right? He told stories.
Mm-hmm.
Praise and worship is for church. Praise and worship isn't for the world. I just don't get it. I just, you know, and I know it's heresy with what I'm speaking, but that's okay, because I see it the way I see it. I didn't grow up in church, so understanding the world, I know the world, you know, I mean, we've been in church, obviously, in ministry for 23 years. But before that, I was, you know, 33 years of my life, I was in the world. So I understand how the world operates, and I understand what they listen to. That the reason why I'm here is because there was music that was evangelistic that ministered to me. You follow what I'm saying?
I do. And I agree. I think people have taken where music is a god, so to speak, and they're missing out on the God in the music, because now you can take any old thing and make it something, but it doesn't make a difference if you're taking it to just make someone feel good. It's more than a feel good. God is more than a feel good.
No, and the thing is, the music, here it is, the music is all about the heart.
Right.
If it doesn't impact that heart, it doesn't matter what you do, okay? You know, so you can repeat a phrase over and over and over. You know, the Bible says avoid vainful repetition. And what is praise and worship?
Right.
It's over and over and over and over. And over. Wait a minute. Tell me a story. Give me something of real life matters that's going to impact my choice and decision in even following Jesus or believing that there is a God. How would I know there's a God when you're saying all this religious jargon that I have no understanding of what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Jesus going up in front of people going, Rabbi, and they look at him like, what did he say?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do with our music. We use no wisdom whatsoever. That's how I feel. I've been a musician since I was 13 years old, and I've watched the music all these years in the secular world and in the gospel world, and it just blows my mind how we varied off into a weakness. Well, I know why, because the enemy planned it that way.
pretty much.
The enemy knows exactly how to do it. He knows how to water down the Word of God. He knows how to bring people in your church to destroy it. He knows he's a strategist. He knows perfectionally how to do what he does. And we as believers, we don't take up our authority.
Right.
We don't push back, speak our minds. We're tolerant, which to me is, okay, so I'm going to lay down everything I believe to be right and true so that I can please you.
Mm-hmm.
That's tolerance.
That's
true. A lot of this contemporary church, again, we'll go back to church growth. Numbers are numbers above numbers, okay? Pastors are looking at you as a tithing member. They're not looking at you as a soul who needs help, a person who needs deliverance, a person who needs change. But I'm not saying everybody. I'm not putting everybody in the bucket, saying, okay, all the pastors, all the churches are bad. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there are many, many, not few, there are many wolves in sheep clothing.
Right.
And if we as believers don't step up our game.
Yes, that is a theme. That is a very, very big theme in the New Testament,
yep,
where the apostles and the disciples are
exposing
always
evil,
saying, do not be deceived.
Right.
Do not be deceived. I mean, they're saying that
over and over.
And I mean, Jesus says, beware of the doctrines of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Yeah.
You know, again, don't be deceived. There is a great deal. I just think that that's where we are in this world right now, where we're surrounded by lies and deception, and what people need to be aware of is don't just believe it because something has a Christian label or something says a church or something or it has a certain label. You have to learn to discern by the Spirit and test those spirits because, again, God is saying don't be deceived. Don't be deceived, and I just think that we're in this time and in this age that there are so many lies and so much deception.
Wow.
And it's one lie. You can believe one lie, and that can nearly destroy your life.
Absolutely.
Correct?
Correct.
So then one truth of God's word completely
change,
restore you,
yeah,
and make you whole.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how important truth is, and that's really what we are establishing Higher Place Church on, is the truth of God's word.
Well, it's like the worship, you say, you know, we worship God, and we say, oh, we love you, God, okay, but do you obey him?
Right.
Right.
What is loving God to you?
I love you, Lord. You know, we did a message on do you love God?
You love and love?
And we explained to people, you know what, that's good to love God. But here's what it means. Jesus said, if you love me, obey me.
Well, you need to break it down. Even in your songs that you write, you got to break it down.
Obey me. So this is what it means,
mm-hmm,
to love God, our life. Is proof and evidence,
amen,
that we love the Lord.
And you know, what, sister, we don't have all the answers. We don't. We haven't arrived. But what we know, we know. What we know, we know. That's it.
Amen.
Go ahead. No, I was saying, because you know what it is that people, they're not teaching anymore. They're not taking that moment to really break down the things. I think what you were saying earlier about breaking down what the word means and what it means to love God, what it means to give your life, what it means to be a Bible Bible believer, you know, and then living the word. The word was life, and that's what it is. You know, we have to be restored in our faith for those who already know him, and those who don't know him need to know why I should do what I do. And then the love of Christ that he has for us.
Well, that's the root of who we are. See, what disturbing to me all the years of being in the ministry is you lead people to Jesus, right? And you make it real simple. Okay, but it's deeper than that.
Right.
You have to teach people salvation so they understand what they're getting involved with. That's why we have such a falling away. Because when they're not being, we want them to get saved so bad. We're so zealous. And that's good. Why they need to be saved, how to be saved, what does it mean to be saved?
Yeah.
You know, and when we teach people faith, that that's the root of who you are as a believer, then they go, oh, I get it. So I can't see God, but I have to love him anyway. Even and I have to honor him. I have to obey him. And that's faith. And without that, I can't please him, right? Right. There's your foundation right there. So you teach them foundational stuff. Then you can bring them to a place and they're like, are you ready to receive God? You know, but we want an instantaneous result. You know, God.
Right. And, the, and that obedience should right. come out of your love for God.
Mm.
Right.
You know, and your
love.
Faith
right.
in God. It's not about, I mean, if you see the Bible as just a book of rules and regulations, then you're looking at it in the completely wrong way.
Either when it comes
right.
to tithes and offerings.
You know, you're looking at it completely wrong.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute, this is not a you know, a book
not
of
laws and rules
and don'ts
right.
and rights and wrongs, you know. It is because our obedience needs to come
book
out
of love.
Of, yes, out of our love for God, you know.
And for one another.
Yes.
You know, God, he said, love me with all your heart, mind, and soul, and strength. And love your neighbors, you love yourself. I mean,
right.
I don't know. I mean, we say we love God, but how do you love a God you don't even know?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can't love him, you certainly can't love your neighbor. Because, my goodness, he may be black. You know,
right.
My goodness, he might be Asian. Oh, my goodness, he might be in a wheelchair.
He might be family, or he might do me wrong. He might be something. There's always
anything.
A boundary that differentiates how people ought to love.
We associate hatred to all kinds of things.
Right.
And that's, in other words, there are no God didn't write a stipulation, you know, after love your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling you. No, God's telling you. He's not asking you. He's telling you to love your neighbor, right? He didn't say, oh, if he treats you right, or if he gives you money, or, no, love him. That's it. End of story. And let me tell you something. That's harder than words themselves. That's why
true.
God put it that way.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for this opportunity.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Absolutely.
I want to invite people out to, on the Periscope for Don't Take Christ to Christmas concert, so they can tune in at Higher Place CH.
There won't be any talking.
Yeah, there'll be all Christmas music. Thank you for playing Don't Take Christ to
Christmas. Yes, thank
you
so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah, so people can tune in. And almost every Wednesday night, we are on the Periscope, and we are ministering.
And I want to say this. There are a lot of great men and women of God. You know, we tend to magnify the crooks and the thieves, which they're out there, and their pastors, and their churches. Yes, they are, because we wouldn't have such a falling away if there wasn't, okay? But there are, as there are fake, there are a lot of real people with real intention and real compassion and love and grace and mercy on people. So, you know, Higher Place, we pray that's where God keeps us and continues to move through us. But there are other places you can go, too. So, and there's other places. I tell people, go research. Go online and find it. Go after it. Go after the truth. Be passionate about it.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Oh, you are so welcome. It's
Lady Nancy.
Yes, Angelo and Veronica, you guys are awesome. But this is real stuff, you know. We'd love to come back again and chat about this particular topic, because people need to know the difference
sure.
between relation and religion, and I think that's what it is.
That's a lot of the stuff
that we shared about is that people are so they think that God is religion because that's how it was portrayed in the beginning, and the Bible is relation.
And remember in the book of John, it says the word of God is, Jesus was the word of God made flesh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he is his word, and you cannot separate the two.
You cannot
separate Jesus from his word.
Amen.
You know?
Absolutely.
So if you look at it that way, you know what I'm saying? He is a person, and the word of God is part of his person.
Join us tomorrow night. I think you'll be blessed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you both. Love you so much.
Okay. And
love
people can reach us on Facebook and Twitter. You know, we're not too hard to
find.
And on Instagram as well.
Absolutely. Definitely. Okay. I'll give them that information. They have a website. They are out there. They're reachable. And they will talk with you and give you what you need. Feel free to do that.
Just AngelaandVeronica.com and also VeronicaP.com.
Yes.
Right.
Well, thank you.
Again.
I appreciate you both.
Bye.
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Amen.
I want to thank the audience, too.
Absolutely.
Love you.
God bless you. All right, everybody. That's been an awesome, awesome time. These are some things that we really need to keep in mind about what's going on with the body of Christ. And we have lost our place. We have lost our gumph. We have lost the strategic mindset on how to win souls, keep souls, and then share on the things that are wrong. We are here to confront sin. We are here to make a difference. We are here to do things. And we just want you to know that we're not out there trying to make you do something that's not worth doing. Being in the presence of the Lord and being in his midst is one of the best things you could ever do. And we want you to know that Jesus Christ is love. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, 5, and 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." That is such a profound statement. There are so many scriptures that back up what it means to obey and love God and be who you're supposed to be and what he sees in us. He didn't create us just to be creating us. He didn't create us to exist. He didn't create us to just be here. He created us to make a stamp in this world and just be amazing things in this earth for him, because we were a thought, we were amplified in his mindset, and we are here in the flesh just like Jesus came to earth. They called him Emmanuel in the Old Testament, and he said that he was God with us, and there were so many things. He's God with us now, just not in flesh. So we want you to be encouraged and know that God's Second Radio is here to share with you the goodness of the Lord, and for those who don't know Christ and the pardon of their sins, be wise and look at the things that are happening in our world, knowing that you need God in this hour. So we want you to be blessed and to go forth. Veronica and Angelo are available at any time, whenever they have time to speak with you. I'm sure that they will. Their website is angeloandveronica.com. They can reach on Facebook at angelo.petrucci.79, as well as myself. I am on Facebook, Lady Nancy 73, and on Twitter, Miss Make It Happen. Miss is with one S. And we are here to just do the best we can to give you the information that you need. And whatever we don't know, we definitely will find out for you and get to you. Please listen to us. We are here, actually going to be here a little more often throughout the winter seasons. I'm not in school anymore for right now until January, the end of January. So we're trying to bring the very best in ministry to you here on God's Side of Ken Radio. So God bless you. We're going to play some music, and we are out of here. God bless.
Worship you, holy King. your presence that I find joy. It's in your presence that I find peace. I find rest for my soul, strength for my life. Lying here at your feet, we're before your throne.
We're before your throne. And bow at your feet. In worship the Holy King.
In the prayer.
It's in your presence that I find joy.
What's your presence?
It's in your presence that I find peace.
I find rest for my
soul. I find rest for my soul. And strength for my life.
Lying here. You realize he's royal. Can you lift your hands to him and tell him it's our
Sovereign God and King.
Come on, we're before your throne.
We're before your throne.
Bow and bow
at your feet. Worship your holy name.
Tell him it's in your presence that I find.
It's in your presence that I find joy.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
It's in your presence that I find.
I find rest for my
soul, and strength for my life.
And I like this part, it just says this. Come on, come on.
Lord,
there's the fullness of joy. And in your right hand, there are pleasures.
You are Jesus. You are Jesus. You are Jesus. You are Jesus. A brand new start.